Haftarah of Tzayim Gedalia. Even though today's Haftarah, Dirshu, is read by every tiny Tzibur, we're going to see Be'ezras Hashem how it is particularly relevant to today. On Rosh Hashanah, in Musaf Davening, the Gemara instructs us to say the following words: Zeh Hayoyim Tchilas Ma'asecha Zikaroin L'Yoyim Rishon. In the Racha of Zechronis, the Gemara says, we say, today is when it all began. Today is a zikaron, a remembering of day number one. This needs to be understood. Why is Rosh Hashanah considered day number one? Well, the Ran on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains that Adam was the crown of creation. He was the tachlis of everything. Well, says the Ran, the world began to be created on Chaf Hei Elul. That means, Hashem created the Shemayim V'aretz on Chaf Hei Elul. And so on and so forth. Every day of the Bris was from Chaf Hei, Chav Vav, Chav Zayin. And on Yom HaShishi, when Adam was created, that was already Aleph Tishrei. So every Aleph Tishrei, says the Ran, that is when we remember the Yom Rishon of the world, meaning not Shemayim V'aretz, but the day that Adam HaRishon himself was created. If so, says the Sefer Nefesh Elio from Yisrael Yawanshim Zechatzal Gevracha, that every single Rosh Hashanah, we come back to that clarity that Adam had. Adam HaRishon knew that he was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no doubt in Adam's mind that there was a Rebbein Shalom in the world. He experienced HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest possible level that anybody has ever had. And from that point on, everything went spiritually downhill. We forgot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From his chait, people have just been continuing to disconnect and distance themselves, having an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Losing what Adam once had. And that would actually be called shikha, forgetting. A act of disconnecting and distancing and forgetting. Shivisi Hashem Negi Samed. But every Rosh Hashanah, we go back to that clarity that Adam had, as close as we can possibly get in our personal lives. And that's why it's called Zikaron L'Yom Rishon. Zikaron, because we're connecting and remembering and becoming aware and alert to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence every Rosh Hashanah. And that is why Rosh Hashanah is called Behi Matzai. Dirshu Hashem Behi Matzai. When is Hashem the most found and experienced and felt? When you realize His presence, that is on Rosh Hashanah. That's why it's called Behi Matzai. Well, if so, it should only be called Rosh Hashanah should be Behi Matzai. But the Gemara tells us that all Aseres Mitzvah are called Behi Matzai. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf, give it to you, right? Daf Yud Chasam and Aleph. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Unya Mishmei Derav. What is the makar that a gzar din of a tzibur, even if it was decreed, to be ripped up? Shenemar Ka Hashem Elekeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. Whenever we call to Him, it will be ripped up. So, anytime. In fact, the Gemara of Achsiv, Dir Shav Hashem Yi Matzai. It sounds like you can only call out to Hashem certain times, only when He's available, when He's found. It's not all moments. So the Gemara, it's not a problem. The pasuk Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu v'lav in plural is referring to a tzibur. Yes, at all moments, all times. But the individual, says the Gemara, could call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only particular certain times being matzai. Says the Gemara, b'yachet emas, when is that? It's in those 10 days. Well, if so, why are we saying that he matzai? We explained very beautifully how it's only Rosh Hashanah. This Gemara tells us it applies to all 10 days of tshuva. Well, says Rabbi Shlomo Weintraub, we can understand it based on the Goyim. The Goyim in Adaras Elio, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Gedalet, he brings the psikta, the darshan, the pasuk, when the Torah says, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemesh and the Yireach, for what purpose? Le'oisais, le'mayadim, le'yamim, u'le'shanim. So the psikta, darshans. Le'oisais is going on Shabbos. L'mayadim is going on Yom Tovim. L'yamim is going on Rosh Chodesh. U'l'shanim, this is what we want to stress, says the Psikta, L'shanim is going on Rosh Hashanim, is going on the Rosh Hashanahs. What does this mean, that Shanim is called Rosh Hashanah? So the Von Lagrand explains, the word Shana is Gematria 355. Because a lunar year has 354 plus days, means there's 354 days to a lunar year plus a little bit more. So a little bit more, you round it off, you end up at 355 days if you just would go by the 12 months straight of the new moon, waxing and waning. I'm not sure which is waxing, which is waning. I think waxing is the bigger one. So it gets bigger, it gets smaller, a whole cycle times 12, you get to 355, a little bit under, round it off 355. We know that a solar year is 365. So that's exactly 10 days more than the lunar year rounded off to 355. And again, the word Shana itself is Gematria 355, because that's the lunar year. Well, says the Gaon, every year we begin with 10 days, the 10 days extra from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, and those 10 days are a appendix, they're added on to the year. They're add on to the year. They're like a pre-year haschala, introduction, chizik before the year starts. And these 10 days, says the Gaon, are all one big Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not just day 1 and 2. Yes, you bring the carbon and you daven and you have Yom Tov the first 2 days, but there's an aspect of Rosh Hashanah to all 10 days. And that's why the Psikta says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he speaks about the sun and moon being the Shanim, he says the Shanim is referring to these 10 days, which are going to be the sun more than the moon, that makes Rosh Hashanah. That's the Pshat in the Psikta. And he says, let's feed you a drop of the Von Lagrand inside. Aseres Yamim Shevein Kesel Aser Nikroyim Rosh Hashanah. They're called Rosh Hashanah. Fisha Shnei Sechami Yisrael Moshnasa Levonikim Yisparam. Because it's these 10 days exactly more the solar year than the lunar year. Ulechein Hamasim Anuusim Anefonlo B'Yom Me'elu. The days, if you make these days special and you put special actions in Masim Anuusim, worthy deeds Hanifalim, which you enact and you cause B'Yom Me'elu Chashuvim K'chol Hashanah. It's as if it's the whole year. There you have it. The famous Rebbe Yisrael Aibishus and Yarish Zvash that says the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. Those 10 days, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they have the koyach to go along and be a kapara for all the days of the past year, meaning, let's say today is Yom Sheni, so today can be a kapara for all the Yom Shenis of the past year. Yom Shlishi, tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow, for all the past year, is because these is a condensed version of an entire year. So the Von Lagrand says, so he's Masberet. So that goes exactly like the famous Rebbe Yisrael Aibishus. Actually, I'll just share with you that the Shlach HaKadosh also writes a lot of these parts of the Von Lagrand. He also makes the Cheshvan that's 10 days more. He doesn't bring the Psikta, but he also makes the Cheshvan that's 10 days more. And he has the Moir Dik Adiyuk. The Shlach says, why does the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah say, Asara Yamim in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim? Really, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you only got 7 days. You don't have 10. So he tainis, says the Shlach, that and through Yom Kippur is called Rosh Hashanah. And Yom Kippur is referring to Hashanah Rabbah. And there are exactly 10 days between Yom Kippurim and Hashanah Rabbah. So he tainis that the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Shlach says, might even be going on the days between Yom Kippur, which is still called Rosh Hashanah, and Hashanah Rabbah, which is called Yom Kippurim. Here we'll add to this. These tzaddikim are all really referring to a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Mem, where beginning of Perek Mem in Yecheskel it says, "V'esrim v'chamei shana legalusenu," the 25th year of being a galus, says Yecheskel Anavi, "B'Rosh Hashanah v'asar lachaydish," Rosh Hashanah, which was the 10th of the month, and the Gemara in Erechin says, "What? Rosh Hashanah is not the 10th of the month." So the Gemara says, "It must be referring to Yovel, because Yom Kippur on Yovel year is considered a new Rosh Hashanah." Says the Shlach. And this is what the Gaon is referring to, that we have another pshat in this pasuk, that through Yom Kippur, it's still considered being Rosh Hashanah. It's actually very interesting. In the Sugya and the Darim and Kol Nidre, when the Gemara discusses the nusach of Kol Nidre. So Yishayim is speaking about if you should say be Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim zeh. So the Gemara says actually that Kol Nidre is said erev Rosh Hashanah, but in the nusach it says be Yom Kippurim zeh, Yom Kippurim, and the Yishayim say yeah, we say Yom Kippur because when the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah. Says Taisus in the Darm Daf of Gimel and Beis and other Rishonim might really be referring to Yom HaKippurim, Beferish. So we have from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, there's a continuous matzav of Himatzai. That first state when Hashem created the world, even though Adam Rishon was really Chayte on the first day already, but somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechaste makes us have this matzav of Himatzai continuing. The Chasam Sofer in Drushes, when he goes in Elul, when he goes through the Kapitel of David Hashem, Ari explaining it, when he gets to the pasuk of Shema Hashem Koli Ekra V'Chaneni V'Aneni, says the Chasam Sofer, throughout the year, a Yid has tefillos which weren't good enough to make it to Shemayim, and they're left hanging in limbo, all stuck all over the place. But on these 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, says the Chasam Sofer, one has the ability on the matching day. So again, today is Yom Sheni, to go to all the Yom Shenis of the past year and fix up the davening. All those tefillos can be lifted up. So that's Pshat, says the Chasam Sofer in the Kapitel of David. Shema Hashem, Koli Ekra, V'chaneni V'aneni, help me by listening to my voice now and helping me bring up all the tefillos, which I didn't manage to bring up this past year. The Rambam, in Perek Gimel Lacha Dalad, the Rambam speaks about the famous Tkiya Shofar, Uri Yesheni Mishinaschem, famous words of the Rambam. And then the Rambam says that this should inspire us, the Fichach, after he writes this, in the same Malach he says, Sorach Kol Adam Shira Atri Kol Hashanah Kula, you should be inspired the whole year round to look at yourself as if it's really totally in what you're going to do. To look at yourself like you're half Zakai, half Chayv, you got to make the right choice. And then the Rambam says, "Umipnei inyan zeh," and because of this, "Nagul kol beis Yisrael," the Klal Yisrael is noyeg lahar beis v'tzdaka u'maisim toivim, v'lasoik the mitzvahs being involved in tzdaka u'maisim toivim mitzvahs, Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippurim yasam mikol Hashanah. More than the whole year, they get involved in Torah mitzvahs, starting from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. These days in between, Lech Mishnah is bothered. How does this Rambam flow? The Rambam began and said, Ki Yashayfer is done on Rosh Hashanah, of course. And then he said, therefore a person should be inspired all year round. And then he goes back and says, because of Shayfer we do Tshuva, Maisim Tovim, and Tzedakah, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, how does that connect together? Says the Lech Mishnah, Kloimar, the Rambam means to say this as follows, Pnei Shebes Shayfer Mazhirim Rosh Hashanah L'chapas HaMaisim, since the Shayfer warned you on Rosh Hashanah, therefore these 10 days you should go do Maisim Tovim. What does that mean? How did the Lech Mishnah help us? Because Rosh Hashanah warns, the Shofar warns us on Rosh Hashanah, therefore, on these 10 days we should do tshuva, Lech Mishnah is trying to help us, but did he really actually help us? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Sarovsky in the Sefer Gvuras Yitzchak, a beautiful pshat in this Lech Mishnah. The tour in Siman Tov Resh Gimel, where we have the famous halacha that if someone all year round is not makpid on Pas Akum, in Aseret Yitzchak should be makpid. So the Torah brings the source for this. He says, the Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Chiya told Rav that if all year long you can manage to eat b'tahara, always eat with a special level of purity, chulin b'tahara, echal do it. V'ilai, but if you can't, if it's too hard for you all year, so Rabbi Chiya told Rav, echal shiva yom b'shata, at least 7 days of the year should go along and do it. So the Abiyazi writes, the Rav Yah writes, I have a Kabbalah, those 7 days that he meant was particularly the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's called 7 days because you don't need Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah, you're going to eat as tahar as possible. But these 7 days should go along and try to make them the most 7 special days possible. So this is the halacha. A lot of halachas come to be more makpid on particular different halachas in the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Frankie Bitzik Sarovsky, and it sounds like from the Lashon of the Yerushalmi that really he wanted you to do all year round, but if not, do 7. How does that work? How does all year help if you just do 7? Teretz is with his Gainis Gavaldik. Because we learn from this Gain that these 10 days, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, is a b'chin of Rosh Hashanah. It's separate from the year. It's the head of the year. It's something which is going to be aligned with entire year. All the year somehow is able to get into these 10 days. Like we said, from the Rebbeinu of Eibeshitz, and from the Shlah, and from the Chasam Sefer, we can fix up the whole past year with the power of these days. And that's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Really, you should be doing it all year, but if you can't, at least get these days, because these days are days which are equivalent to the entire year. And that's the Pshat of the Rambam. The Rambam says that you blow Shofar, and the Shofar reminds you to get involved and fix up your tshuva, serious emergency tshuva, all these 10 days, because these 10 days are an extension of Rosh Hashanah, and they're actually all called Rosh Hashanah, like we said. So that's Mamasha, a beautiful Pshat. According to this Mishmahal, all 10 days we're having this Bechina of Rosh Hashanah. Well, I just will finish with share with you something absolutely shocking. The Leket Yosher, the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, Arishin, he writes and quotes over from his Rebbe in the entire Sefer, and he writes in Ois Mem, when he's discussing Rosh Hashanah, this Mamash, a tremendous Chiddush. V'zachuni Shomer, I remember my Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshen wrote, told me, Kol Asaris Yimei Tshuva Nikrai Yimei Shata. All 10 days are called the beginning of the year. I found the same thing in the smack, like we discussed before in Nachas Adarim, about saying Kol Nidre. Mi'ato, if so, says the Leket Yosher, according to what I heard from my Rebbe, Kol HaMacholim Shekosev Rabbi Yav and Mordechai Lecha Rosh Hashanah, all the foods which the Rishonim list that you should be eating on the night of Rosh Hashanah, Hu Hadin Kol Aseres Yemei Teshuva, applies all the days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. The Abaye, and Abaye, which is a source for eating special foods, the Gemara says in Harius, Abaye Berei Shata, would eat foods for Simonim, Koi Akol Asar Yom, is going on all 10 days. Now the Bnei Zosra, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, says it's going only on the first night. But the Leket Yosher says that Abaye is going on all 10 days. So Rabbis, whoever didn't have a chance, this is your chance to go get a hold of that Reish Kavis. Go to your Sephardi neighbor and get a piece of sweetbreads from the sheep's head. Not sheep's head bait, the sheep's head. Kopanim comes out that we're still holding mamish in the matzav of Himatzai. We are holding right now, literally, with the clarity of Rosh Hashanah. We can hold on to this, purify ourselves even more, and come to the biggest akara, recognition, in our Kaddish Baruch Hu's Melech. And with that, we'll be zoiche to a shana toiva masuka. Gemar chasimah toiva to everybody.